Ted Henter, one of the founders of Henter Joyce, which was bought by Freedom Scientific in 2000, is back in the software business. He has a new company called Henter Math, and they have their first product on the market now, Virtual Pencil version 1.0. To tell us about this, Ted Henter joins us on the line from Florida. Ted Henter, it's great to have you on, and actually it's nice to have you on the final main menu that I'm doing, because you're one of the first people that I ever interviewed when I got into this business.
Thank you, Jonathan. Yeah, I recall that one way back. Gosh.
Yeah, I know. We're all a bit...
90s.
Freedom Scientific was only a gleam in people's eyes then.
True.
So what is this with you and software? You obviously decided you had to get your hand in again, and you've started this company called Henter Math. Can you talk us through how that happened?
Yeah. Back around 96, I was helping my daughter with her, my sighted daughter, with her math homework, and I realized how tough it was. And Jonathan, I'm gonna bring you along, you know, chronologically, tell you how this thing evolved.
Yeah.
So I realized there was a problem with, you know, I couldn't operate the pencil and couldn't do the math. I could almost do it in my head, but I couldn't show her how to do it, and that's began to realize that blind kids really have a tough time doing math because they can't operate a pencil. And they can't do it the way sighted kids do. So this idea evolved in my mind. I applied for a patent on it, and I started talking it up at Henter Joyce at the time, trying to get some interest in it. And when there was some interest, but we were so busy doing Jaws and Magic and stuff like that that we really didn't, you know, take the time to work on this particular product. We made one false start at it and didn't really go anywhere and got distracted. So then when I sold Henter Joyce, I was going to work for Freedom Scientific developing this product with them. But one thing led to another, and that didn't work out. And so when I left that company, I negotiated with them to buy back the rights to this product, what we now call the virtual pencil. Because I just felt there was a real need, and it still needed to be done. So once I left Freedom Scientific as a full-time employee, I'm still on the board of directors. Once I left as an employee, I had some time. I did some volunteer work, but always in the back of my mind, I had this, you know, this need to develop this product. So in January of 2002, I formed the company and hired a developer, Jeff Diddle, and got some friends together to, you know, help us conceive the product, you know, more formally. And then Jeff started working on it, and that's the product we have now. We just released it in May. Virtual Pencil 1.0 does arithmetic, addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. And it works with a screen reader, of course, JAWS or Connect Out Loud, and also works with WindowEyes. And we'll add other screen readers as, you know, as we go along. Because we have to add specific support for the screen reader because the screen reader doesn't have enough intelligence, at least we haven't seen one yet, to really know what to speak and when. So the VP, as we call it, virtual pencil, is communicating directly with the screen reader to tell it what to speak at certain times. Other things it, you know, handles fine, but when you get into what we call the workspace, where the actual equation is, or the arithmetic process, you know, VP takes control basically and decides what gets spoken. So that's kind of the way this thing happened. I felt it was a very important product, something that had to be done. And as things turned out, I was the only one in a position to do it without giving up total control of the product, which I wasn't ready to do. So I'm quite happy now the way it turned out, because we have a small company. It's a lot of fun. I'm wearing a lot of different hats. And I believe it will grow, and we'll move on from there and help a lot of people.
Well, as someone who's been totally blind all his life and couldn't wait to get rid of maths as soon as possible when it was legally permissible, I had to download this and have a play with it to get a feel for what it's like. And it is important to emphasize that at hentermath.com you can register and get a demo that will run for 24 hours of use. So, you know, you can actually spend quite a long time getting to know the product with 24 hours of actually using the product.
Let me clarify that, Jonathan. Actually, that limit is not on Virtual Pencil. when you download it, it'll run. There's really no limit to it. There is it's not full featured. It does the addition and subtraction full featured, and then for multiplication and division, it has a sample problem.
Okay.
It inserts itself.
So it's the connect out loud that's the 24-hour limitation.
Yes.
Right.
Also on our webpage, we have you can download connect out loud, because if you don't already have a screen reader, that's what we recommend, because it works as well as anything does with our virtual pencil.
Very good. Okay. And we'll talk about the bundle with connect out loud in a minute. But so let's say I've got a sighted child who's got a mathematical problem, and it's addition, and it's something like, you know, 372 plus 421 or something. Now, how would we go about working with virtual pencil to solve that problem?
Well, you tell it you want to do addition. It pops up a dialogue where you can type in some instructions, and you can type in the problem. So you'd type in 372 plus 421 and hit enter, and then you're in the workspace. And what it does, it puts the numbers one above the other, like you'd write it down with a pencil. So they're in columns. What do we say? 372 and 421. You know, one number above the other. So in the ones column, you would have a 1 and a 2. So when you hit, well, there's two modes. There's a test mode and a tutor mode. So you want to start out in tutor mode. So you hit the tutor key, and the keys are programmable. You can change them around. You hit the tutor key, and it says 2 plus 1 equals. And that's your prompt, so it's to, you know, that you're supposed to enter something. So you put in a 3. Then you hit the next step key. And then it says carry. And that's if you have to carry, you know, to the next column. Whether you do or don't, you know, you enter the digit if you want, and then hit next again. And then it goes to the tens column, and it'll say 7 plus 2 equals. And so then you type in your 9, go to the next step, ask you to carry, no carry, so you hit next step. And then it says 4 plus 3 equals, and you type in the 7. You hit next step, and it says, congratulations, your answer is correct. Now that's in tutor mode.
Right.
And it's putting it up on the screen the whole time. So if you have, let's say, a sighted child watching you do this, you know, he or she is getting the idea of what's going on and hearing it and seeing it. Or if you're a blind kid at school, your parent can be watching you if the parent's sighted. Or a sighted teacher can be watching over your shoulder to make sure you're doing all this stuff right. Now in test mode, well, there's also an extended tutor. If you don't know what 2 plus 1 is, you hit the extended tutor and you get a message that tells you, you know, you got a 2 and a 1, the answer is 3, you have to put it at the bottom of the ones column, and you can go through like that. And there's also things that'll tell you, it'll read the numbers in the column, read the numbers in the row, it'll tell you the location, such as, you know, hundreds column, summation row, or a tens column, carry area. So you can at any time find out the location. You can back up. You can go forward. You can cross out and borrow, also known as regrouping, you know, if you're in a subtraction situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, addition and subtraction are fairly easy, and they're lined up one above the other. But multiplication and division are more difficult because you're not always working up and down a single column. You got to jump around a lot. Now in test mode, you don't get the extended tutor or the other tutor or the next step feature. You have to know how to navigate around the problem and how to find the numbers that are up there in order to add them together. So in test mode, if you said the same thing like 372 plus 421, when you started, you would land in the ones column in the summation row, and you could arrow up and down the ones column to see that you have a 2 and a 1 there. So you have to get back to the summation row and type in your 3. Then you would do a left arrow to go to the tens column, do a page up, which takes you to the carry area, which is above. First, you don't have anything to carry yet, so then you just down arrow, and you'd hear it say 7, and you down arrow again, you hear it say 2. Down arrow again to the summation row, and you type in the 9. Then you left arrow and page up and repeat that. Arrow down, and you'd hear the 3 and the 4, and then you type in the 7. and then it doesn't tell you if you got it right or not, because it's in test mode. So the test mode, you really have to know how to what it looks like visually on the screen and how to navigate around, just like operating a pencil. Also in test mode, the teacher can create, the teacher or parent or anybody can create the test and then lock it with a password so that the kid can't put it back to tutor mode, for example, and find out all the answers. And when it's locked in test mode, you can print it out. And it, the fact that it's in test mode when it was printed is there on the paper. So you can print it in print. You can also emboss it in Braille. You can email it back to the teacher or put it on a disk, and things like that to get it back to the teacher. Can also email it to you. There's a lot of ways to send that file back and forth, and the password goes with the file, so it's still protected. So a lot of features like that, you know, that are convenient for the teacher. For the student.
It's nicely formatted, too, in the sense that you can, there's a little kind of dialogue where you can enter the teacher's name and your name and information like that, and it all gets formatted correctly when you do the printing.
Yep. It's based on the concept that it's an assignment. When you run the program, you can load up an assignment, or you can create one right there just by typing in the problems, as I was describing earlier. But if the teacher creates the assignment, then you have a tree view, and you can read up and down the problems, select the one you want to solve, or just start at the top and work your way down. And then that assignment is the one what you can email it around or put it on disk or print it or emboss it, whatever. So it's a nice, we think it's going to be a very nice tool, you know, for helping the kid at home with the homework, whether it's a sighted kid or a blind kid. At school, it should save a lot of time for the teacher. The teacher can actually create, a test or an assignment one time, email it to the blind kid, and then print it out and duplicate it and hand it out to the sighted kids. So it's not like they have to create the test or assignment twice.
So this could be a huge hit in the current mainstreaming environment then.
That's what we think, because I've seen, you know, I've been in a couple of classes where there's a sighted teacher teaching all the able-bodied kids, and then there's a vision teacher there for the blind kid. And once the test is created, then the vision teacher has to communicate that to the blind kid, sometimes in Braille, you know, sometimes not. And then if it is in Braille, then the vision teacher would likely have to convert it back into print so the sighted teacher can grade it and, you know, file it and all that sort of stuff. So there is a lot of, you know, steps that this will save, potentially. Also, you know, a blind teacher could, or not even someone who is motor impaired, because with the proper input devices, you know, you can control the computer even if you can't use your hands. So a pencil impaired teacher could be at the front of the class with a projector and work through all the math problems and demonstrate to the kids, the able-bodied kids and the disabled kids, you know, with all at the same time. So it has a lot of uses, we think. All this is still theory because we have a few customers, but not a great deal. And at least here in North America, school is out for the summer, and we think it'll get a lot more attention in the fall when school starts up.
Now, the product isn't self-voicing at this point. You already mentioned you need a screen reader, and you've got a deal where you can get Virtual Pencil and Connect Out Loud together as a bundle.
Yes. Yeah, Virtual Pencil is $99 by itself, and with Connect Out Loud, it's $174. So you get Connect Out Loud and Virtual Pencil for $174. Because of my, quote, connections, unquote, with Freedom Scientific, I got a good deal on Connect Out Loud, but only for Virtual Pencil users. And as I said before, Connect Out Loud works just as good as JAWS does with this product.
Now, do you think it'll ever be self-voicing? You're going to put any kind of technology in Virtual Pencil that means that it's not necessary to have a screen reader?
Yes. Yeah, that's definitely in the plans. This is just our first, you know, first release, And for someone who's blind, we would recommend a screen reader because that gives you other capabilities on the computer, of course. But I think the self-voicing will be very useful for someone who is low vision, perhaps, or motor impaired, or learning disabled, is what I was trying to say. Learning disabled, and get that extra reinforcement there. Because I'm not sure that we want to make everything self-voicing, like the menus and the dialogues. You know, that's quite a project, and a screen reader handles it very well. And if you do that and sell it as a blindness product, you really, you know, you could be not doing the blind user a favor. So I would personally recommend a screen reader if you're blind, but the self-voicing feature is there for other people with other disabilities. There's a lot of features we intend to add to it. Also, we're already working on fractions. We'll be demonstrating that at the summer conferences. And, you know, that's our next step up is fractions. We've got a design for algebra. And our goal is to handle all the different types of math. So a kid can start out in kindergarten, use our software all the way through college and graduate school. We hope to extend this concept into, besides algebra, you know, trigonometry, calculus, differential equations, engineering, equation solving, chemistry and chemical engineering, physics. Because that's, I'm sure, several years down the road, but that's where we'd like to go with it.
I suppose the question that comes to my mind is, at what point do people stop working with a pencil and just grab a calculator anyway?
I think that's when you get out of school and get a job. You know, this is really an educational tool. In my experience, you know, it helps if you can demonstrate to the teacher that you know how to solve the equation or do the math, then you get a grade. Then once you move up, you know, a lot of people can go back to using a calculator or go to using a calculator. Certainly on the job, you know, I would expect people would use computers and calculators to get the answer. But to get that grade and to go through, you know, the educational path and therefore career path that you want, it's important to learn the math and to be able to demonstrate that you know how to use the math. And that's where that's what we're targeting this for. Certainly, you know, a $90 calculator can give you the answer.
Yeah, right.
This will teach you how to do it and also demonstrate that you know how to do it.
Are you working on any other products at this stage now that you've bitten the bullet and got back into the software business?
Nope. This is the only one for the foreseeable future. You know, this suite of products, really. For one thing, I have a non-compete agreement with Freedom Scientific, which was amended for this project. And right now I have no desire for anything else. I'm very, very busy just with this one. So it's very demanding because a lot of this stuff we're having to invent, you know, as we go along. And we don't quite know how to do some of it yet. Now, the arithmetic was where we wanted to start, but we still had to figure out several things in just handling arithmetic. And now that we're working on fractions and algebra, you know, it's really taxing. So I find it quite challenging and stimulating, and I think this is going to keep me busy for quite some time.
I realize it may be too early to say at this point, but if people pay their $99 and they get 1.0 virtual pencil, how many subsequent versions will that entitle them to?
Well, yeah, it's too early to tell. We haven't quite seen that. You know, I think we'll adopt some concept where you get a free upgrade with, you know, with improvements. I think as we come out with the higher levels of math, like algebra, that'll be a separate product that they would purchase, although they would get a discount having already purchased the previous product. Those things aren't cast in stone yet, but we're thinking about them.
And it's a fun program to use, isn't it? I mean, there are lots of fun sounds and effects and different things that attract people's attention.
Good. I'm glad you like that. Yeah, I would encourage anybody to download. It's not a big download. I think it's less than 3 megabytes, I think.
Yeah.
So it downloads pretty quick. We've had I think the only problems we've had is from people who tried to install it on a Macintosh. and it does not run on anything but Windows. So it's, I wouldn't say foolproof, but it's pretty easy to install. There's also a very complete online help and context-sensitive help, as well as a quick start guide that you get with the download. The quick start guide actually comes in HTML format, so you can, there's links and headers, so you can skip through, you know, with JAWS, you have an HTML document, JAWS, you can hit H and go to the headers, kind of skim through the document that way. So it's, the documentation, I think, is pretty complete. I'd like to know some other people's opinion on that, because we just don't have a lot of users yet.
Right, and indeed the new WindowWise 4.5 will allow you to do the same thing, navigate by headings and things, so it's a nice accessible piece of documentation.
Good.
So that's hentermath.com. For people outside the US, they have to remember to drop the S, because people outside the US say maths, and in the US it's math. So it's hentermath.com.
Oh, and that's H-E-N-T-E-R.
Right.
A-T-H.
Oh, I did mean to ask you. You're going to be at the conventions, you were saying.
Yes. Yep, we'll be at the summer conventions, and hope to see a lot of people, and we'll have a booth, so come on by when you get a chance, and we'll have some CDs to hand out and answer any questions we can.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much for coming on the program and for making yourself available at various times, not all of them easy times either, and you've always been very forthcoming, and I appreciate that, and no doubt we'll keep in touch.
Hey, thank you very much, Jonathan. Likewise, appreciate the relationship that we've had, and I wish you nothing but the best in the future.